With the Western Christina Riverfront in Wilmington largely built out, planners, economic development officials, and developers are turning their attention to the Eastern Riverfront in South Wilmington. News of a fully amenitized apartment building to be built on A Street has gotten Southbridge residents talking about how to harness the coming growth to benefit their largely low-income community. A bridge over the Christina River connecting the two riverfronts is expected to open in June, and a multi-million dollar wetland park on the western edge of Southbridge, meant to improve stormwater management and beautify the area, is under construction. The 76ers Fieldhouse, recently built on South Market Street, is another massive investment in the area. Here's Megan McGlinchey of the nonprofit Riverfront Development Corporation addressing the area's prospects at the opening game at the Fieldhouse last year.
With the construction of the Christina River Bridge that will open hopefully in early 2020, we see now this side of the river, kind of the east bank. This is sort of the next frontier for riverfront development. So it's definitely an area that we'll be focused on for many years to come.
Jeff Flynn is Director of Economic Development for the City of Wilmington. He says the city hopes to modernize the riverfront parcels on the eastern bank so that their uses generate commerce and city revenue while creating opportunities for residents.
This area on the east bank of the Christina River, formerly industrial land uses, our vision is to bring a road network and create, new city blocks, very similar as to what was done on the west side of the river.
One residential project is already planned for A Street, which runs along the river toward the residential neighborhood of Southbridge. The 150-unit apartment complex will be called River House. Dominic Wicker is vice president and director of development at Washington Place Equities, the Baltimore-based developer behind the project. He says the apartments will be market rate and fully amenitized.
Concierge, staffing, sort of hotel-style lobby, fitness room, dog run, resident lounge on the lower level, rooftop deck, and then we think, the great amenity at the building is really going to be the proximity to the water.
Wicker says the goal is to break ground on the project this spring and have the first residents living there by the middle of next year. The developers plan to take advantage of tax breaks associated with the federal opportunity zone that covers most of the city, but that status was not the primary draw.
We're very encouraged by the city's investments in the wetland park, I think the shopping center, the big athletic center, and certainly the bridge. I mean, I think it all together, it really shows an awful lot of foresight and thinking and a vision that gets articulated by action. That's a very attractive thing to want to be a part of.
Marie Reed, president of the Southbridge Civic Association and a lifelong resident of the neighborhood, said on a rainy day just outside of Southbridge that she first learned of the project in news reports last month.
It would be nice if he did come to the Civic Association to share his plans with us. I know he doesn't have to, but as a good neighbor, it would be nice because we just want to know. You're coming to our community.
Reed says she prefers residential development to industrial, which is planned on the other side of Southbridge.
I like the apartment complex better than I like the cement grinding, slag grinding, because there is no environmental harms.
And she doesn't want to see Southbridge left behind.
I hope it turns out positive for the community, that they don't forget Southbridge, that we benefit from these things and benefit from the businesses, that they include us in their business somehow, as far as employment or access to their buildings. Where they're going on A Street, we're getting a new road put in. So that does benefit everybody, the roadage that is coming, the signage and things like that. Welcome to Southbridge. So yeah, and being a good neighbor.
Roxy Smiley Carter moved to Southbridge several years ago. She echoes Reed's hope for new development bringing employment.
I would hope that it would provide some jobs if it's for some of the residents who live here, who need jobs.
City Council President and fourth-generation Southbridge resident Hanifa Shabazz says she wants development that will not continue to, quote, hold down one part of the population, but raise that population up. At a Southbridge Civic Association meeting last month, Shabazz emphasized the importance of updating the 2006 Special Area Management Plan for the neighborhood, which was the genesis of the current Wetlands Park project. She notes the one section of the plan left unfinished would have addressed economic development. She says without a clear plan, gentrification is a possibility.
Well, it's always a risk of displacement if we're not prepared. And that's why we're so important about having a plan of action to address what this wave of development could do to a community such as ours, and make sure we put all the stop points and the supports in place so that displacement does not occur.
Shabazz says nearby development could become problematic for existing Southbridge residents in the event of a reassessment of property values, which has not happened countywide since the 1980s.
If assessment comes through Southbridge, and they assess us along with the other properties around us, we will be taxed out of being able to cover the property taxes on our homes because their values of their houses are so high and our values of our houses are so low.
Marie Reed says she's already feeling pressure.
I got a letter from a real estate company and told me, thank you for expressing interest in selling your home. I didn't express interest in selling my home.
But Flynn says displacement through gentrification is far less of a concern in Wilmington than other cities. The city's economic development director cites the fact that in the absence of a new general reassessment, property tax assessments do not increase merely as a result of an increase in value at a neighboring property. He says rent prices in Wilmington don't spike the way they do in some other cities. And he cites the development of the West Riverfront a decade ago.
I remember the concerns in the Browntown and Hedgeville communities about rents increasing. My observation is that that did not occur. I don't have the data in front of me, but my sense is that if we looked at the data in those two neighborhoods, you might see the rents increase like they did nationwide in the years from 2000 to 2007 or 2008. But then they dropped with the Great Recession. They've come up a little bit, but I don't think they've actually surpassed 2007 rates.
Wicker, developer of the planned complex on A Street, does not see displacement of existing Southbridge residents as a result of new development in the near or intermediate term. He says the impact of nearby development should be positive.
In a perfect world, you would think that you've got younger people living on the river and who then start to choose to move on in life, maybe invest in a for sale or, you know, ownership situation, and like the neighborhood and want to stay in the neighborhood. You know, we certainly see that in other markets that we're in.
Shabazz maintains that Southbridge will need to be active in harnessing the energy around the Eastern Riverfront.
We're a low-income community, and so for us not to think of how do we improve the economic status of our community, especially when you got a $35 million project coming up the street, how do we get the benefit of that redevelopment? I mean, the status of the community is going to change with such a facility coming. We're just saying spread the love.
In South Wilmington, Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.